Exciting news. This is the first of two of our Pledge Drive episodes. This is when we here at Maximum Fun ask you, the listeners, to please support our network. We are listener-supported and listener-funded. I mean, really, we get very little money from ad revenue, and most of what we make to keep this network running comes from you guys. And this is something that people willingly do. I know that I listen to NPR, and sometimes when I hear them little pledge drives, I'm like, nobody does that. Who would do that? Many people do. And the reason they do is because they love the content on this network, content that wouldn't be able to exist without listener support. You know, we're not funded by Pepsi or GE or some other corporate people that have, like, networks and stuff and own Comcast or whatever. Who cares? We're the opposite of... Hey, you know what we are? Net neutrality. That's who we are. We're making stuff happen that is art, and you are helping us do it. So I just want to let you know right up top, we're going to revisit this a couple times in the show. Oh, I'm Cameron Esposito, your host. I didn't even say it. You're like, who's this talking person about money? And it was me the whole time. Now, we are looking to get 1,500 new and upgrading members this Pledge Drive. That's not too many. We can do it. So many people listen to these shows, and I believe that many of those Wham Bam Pow listeners are new to the network because we've grown a lot. This is only our second year in existing, so there's got to be lots of you guys out there that can hop in to the pool and make money come into the pool. It's a pool of money. That's where we swim. And there's great gifts to get to give you guys a little token of our appreciation. Like, for instance, you could get, like, oh, I don't know, a calendar if you donate $10 per month. Or if you donate $20 per month, you could get a morning essentials kit that includes things like Tonks coffee and a bar of Stack soap so you can wash your coffee with the soap. Or if you donate $35, you can get a pair of Rocket engraved highball glasses. Here's what's crazy. If you donate $35, not only do you get the highball glasses, you also get the other gifts that were, like, cheaper than that for people that are cheaper than you. So, like, you also get that soap to clean your glasses and your coffee, and you also get a calendar to remember when you washed yourself last. Now, there's even a $100 per month option, and for that, you can get a membership to Jesse's Inner Circle, and he'll mail you some culture stuff. And he knows about things like pants, so you're going to want to get into that. Also, for $200 a month, you can get free registration on the Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival. Boatparty.biz is where that festival lives. And Rhea and I from the show went last year. We were on the ocean, trapped with many of you who were so nice and moderately judgmental about our pineapple consumption. Yeah, we eat a lot of free pineapple, you know? So don't stop looking at it. Guys, we're going to start the show in just a second. You are going to hear from me again about this. And I am so, so thankful to you guys for listening and also in anticipation of your pledges. I'm Cameron Esposito, the host of Wham Bam Pow. That was me just a second ago asking you to donate and support Maximum Fun. And you're probably wondering where you can go to do that. Like, how do you donate? You just go to MaximumFun.org/donate or MaximumFun.org and click on donate. I don't know if you're a typer, if you're a clicker. Either way, you got it covered. Now, this is an action and sci-fi movie show. It's a podcast, a movie podcast show. And I'm your host, Cameron Esposito. I've already said that several times. Hey, with me as always, the Lady James Dean, Rhea Butcher. How you doing, Rhea?
Hey, I'm feeling great. It's the Max Fun Drive. It's our second time around. This ain't our first rodeo.
No, are you feeling more confident this year?
Way more confident. I think I'm going to make it to 8 seconds. I'm going to get that belt buckle. I'm still going with the rodeo joke.
Oh, got it. I was like, what?
And sorry, then now it's
confusing. Because I thought, like, maybe you were going to, like, go in the closet and make, like, step.
Oh, 7 seconds is in heaven?
I think it's seven, isn't it minutes? But then what if you only made it 8 seconds? That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be really embarrassing.
Really bad at kissing or whoever is in there would be like real jerk or not into you for whatever reason.
Yeah. Who would ever not be into me?
I know. I don't know. I can't figure it out. You know, we've actually ridden mechanical bulls?
Oh, we have, yes.
Not like in a weird way. Why'd you give me those eyes?
I was scared because we're talking about going in the closet.
No,
you were like,
stop it.
You went in the closet and then somebody's making out with you.
Stop it. What are you talking about? Shh, quiet now. This is the drive, man.
I know, that's why.
Don't be weird during the drive.
I'm trying to be funny.
We're going to get less donors because of this conversation.
It's not my fault.
Donorship is down. I've already heard. Lindsay in the booth said it. She said, people are taking
everybody
back their money from us.
Run on the bank.
They
just
came
like...
to our house. They took our couch. Some donor
All right,
took
well,
our couch.
I'll be quiet.
No, don't be quiet. But remember when we were riding mechanical bulls?
Yeah.
And then
I was pretty hard.
Very bad at it. But one time I was going...
You got completely horizontal.
I got completely horizontal and perpendicular to the bull.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Which
I have photographs of it. So if
we'll
anybody
tweet
follows me
those
on Instagram
out during the maximum fun drive, yeah. Actually, can we do that as a bonus for anybody that like is interested in the show? Rhea will put a photograph of me horizontal to a bull on Instagram this
Sounds
week.
Good.
Will you promise to do it?
Promise.
Okay. And also, the Afro spokesman, Mr. Ricky Carmona, is here. How are you, Ricky?
What it do? People. Now, how am I just hearing this story about this mechanical bull? Did you ladies work at Coyote Ugly?
You know, the thing about being a
Gillies.
Gillies. Sorry, my
right.
bad. My
thing
bad.
We worked at Tilted Kilt. Now, the thing about being a stand-up comic, as you know, Ricky, is that sometimes you have other jobs that you, it's like your skill as a talking into a microphone person is applied to other things. And so for a while, I was a mechanical bull rodeo caller. That's a job I've had. I've also been a talking vending machine. What else do you want me to be? A ringmaster? I've been that too. Have you ever had any like weird applications of your stand-up
Where
skills?
I've had to like use this? Not really weird. When I worked back in Chicago and I worked in a mailroom, anytime we had to like go like present something, they'd be like, Ricky, you like to talk in front of everybody. Handle that. And I'd be like, oh, this paper is made, and I'd have to try and make paper sound exciting and funny. It's like, it doesn't work that way.
You know, but if anybody can do that, I believe that you can.
Sales went up 100%. You know, I don't want to brag.
Do you remember the television show My Boys, Ricky? Do you remember that show at all? Jim Gaffigan was on it, and like,
Oh, yeah.
When that show came out, I was hired to do promotions in Chicago. What I had to do was I had to go to this one certain bar where people didn't know it was supposed to look like My Boys because, like, the TV show hadn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they put, like, tablecloths on the tables. That was how they were like, now it's clearly the
now
show.
Now you get it, right?
Now it's the
you
thing from it. My Boys. And we had drink tokens that we could walk around and give to people to give for free drinks. But we had to try and integrate the television show My Boys into conversation.
Of course.
Without like necessarily being like, hey, do you want a drink ticket? We just had to be like, hey, how are you? what do you do for a living? Have you ever seen the television show My Boys? That was a weird job I've had.
Sounds like the worst game show
it was
I've ever
a very
heard
bad
life.
Job.
Hey, see, you're here drinking. Do you have children? Because that reminds me of My Boys.
Oh, I know. It would have been so much better if I was a man, because then I could have, like, some testicle references. Hello!
I think you should have done it just as a woman.
Yeah, I agree.
These
are my boys. My tits!
Okay. Who wants tokens?
Now, anyway, nothing against My Boys. Just a tough promotion to work. And I know we've got a lot to mention this week because we are doing the Max Fun Drive, but I also just want to let you guys know, because so many people always come out when I travel to different shows, I always have listeners at the shows, and people always say hi to me, so I want to let you guys know that I will be in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull Lounge from April 3rd to 6th, and I'm also recording an album in Portland on May 30th, Portland, Oregon. So if you guys want to come to those things, I'll have more dates in future episodes, but please come and hang out and see shows.
And I think I'm going to be in that Portland date,
Rhea's
right?
going to be with me in Portland. Yeah.
I'm going to be on Twitter all day tomorrow, so you can catch me there.
Catch Ricky
check
on
it,
Twitter.
Check it.
He'll be talking about paper.
All day.
Yeah, that's what...
All day.
Maybe, now, when you worked in the mailroom, what did you have to wear? Did you have a certain outfit you had to wear?
I showed up day one in, like, khakis and, like a collar shirt with, like, a tie, because I was like, I've seen TV. This is how they dress when they're working downtown. And they're like, you don't have to do that.
I have an idea, though, because I was going to say, like, if you had to wear a suit, I want to show our listeners, you know, that. Like, because if Rhea's promising to give, like, the bull perpendicular picture, maybe, because I used to know you when you didn't have an afro.
That's correct.
Could you, this week, Instagram a photograph of you sans afro.
Oh, sure.
Just to kind of give people like a behind the scenes look, like a behind the hair look. Absolutely. Like, what's his head look like under there?
Befo the fro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Befro.
Like so
Befro.
This is like a Max Fun Drive specific throwback Thursday this week.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yes. All
right. Okay. Well, I like that. Most
exactly.
definitely. Yes.
Great. Now, for today's show, we have obviously always news, reviews, and things you can use, including today on the show, we are reviewing 2013's The Last Stand, which I, spoiler alert, fucking loved. So I can't wait to talk about that. It's currently available on Netflix. Watch Instant. We'll be back with all that and more right after this. Hey, it's me, Cameron. Earlier I was talking about the Max Fun Drive, and I'm still talking about it. Just quietly, in your ears, turn up the headphones for a minute. Now, we already have so many members on the network that support us, but we're looking for new members. Now, if you upgrade, let's say you're currently a member, I know you are. If you upgrade to another amount of money, you could get glasses, not the kind you see out of, but a drinking glass delivered to your house. It's going to be made of glass. Well, welcome back. Hey, we're going to get to some movie news. First out, a very cool thing. I saw Frozen while I was on an airplane. It sort of almost is like a little sci-fi-ish for a Disney movie. I mean, a lot of Disney movies are sci-fi. They have talking crabs and such. I don't think that's... I feel like that. Well, it's fantasy, but like, you know, depending.
Were they like working on computers and shit?
Yeah, it's computer crabs. Okay. You know.
I've had computer crabs. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you watch too much internet porn.
That's exactly. When I sit a little too close to the computer.
Those computer crabs.
Mm.
No, but I saw the movie Frozen. I just want to take a moment right now, because this is a movie show, to recommend Frozen. It was very good. It's also like a coming out story, which I didn't really realize that. It's a little bit of reading in to see that, but not that much. And it's pretty cool, especially if you have young gals and you are listening to this, or young boys, but there's strong and confident women in this movie, and they are sisters and they help each other out and stuff. So if there's any listeners here that are parents, I just want to recommend Frozen. Very good. I'm sure you already know about it because of merchandising and commercials and like waffle tie-ins. You know, promotional waffles.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Proffles? But
Proffles! Well, because Frozen, you know what I mean? So waffles, probably.
Right.
But anyway, check it out. I liked it. Hey, also, did you guys know that there's a movie coming out very soon? Do you guys know about Under the Skin? New Scarlett Johansson movie coming out in April 4th, really soon. And she's an alien. This is not revealing anything. This is already widely talked about. She's an alien that looks like a human and picks up strange dudes and then seduces them. And then there might be some murder involved.
Hey, like Species.
Like Species. Yes. Word.
Yes. And this is why I'm bringing this up, though, is that it came out today, or at least I read about today, that some of the dudes that are in this movie, she just actually picked up on the street. They're not actors. They went out in a van.
Oh.
Like, again, just to bring up internet porn. I've
like
seen this.
Like Boogie Nights?
Well, like Boogie Nights, yeah. I was talking about, like, this very particular van porn, you know, that
what?
Is so pervasive. But they like pulled up in a van, and then Scarlett Johansson was like, "Do you want to hang out?" And then
I'm
they
sure
like,
Scarlett Johansson just said, "Do," and dudes were like, "Yes,
yeah, yeah. Exactly, hell yeah."
And then
you
and
could
then
just
they...
send Scarlett Johansson's van, yeah. And I would be like, "I'll sit yeah. in that van. It's her van. I'll hang on there. Sure,
sure.
That,
kill me.
That, by the way, is a great." What the fuck is that talking car show? This
Knight Rider?
Joke is ruined. It's a great Knight Rider update where it's just a talking Scarlett Johansson band, kind of a her mashup. Now, yes, so that's true. Then they just had to sign waivers and stuff, and then they get to be in the movie, and they're not actors. And I find that horrifying.
Terrifying.
A little horrifying. Horrifying. For Scarlett. Because I think this was like the director's idea. I don't know. I think if you're Scarlett Johansson, if you're that caliber of gal, I think the gentleman that you're interacting with should be vetted heavily. I don't think you should be talking to street dudes. What are your guys' thoughts?
I mean, she's Scarlett Johansson. I would have no problem if Scarlett Johansson started talking to me.
I'm not talking about you.
Yes.
I mean, like, for you, it's an honor. But, Ricky, yes. What if you're a creep? I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I know you're not a creep, but, like, what if it goes the other way?
It can. I mean, it's not going to... Either way,
you think dudes are just going to treat her with respect because she's Scarlett Johansson across the board?
No, not at all. But I think
absolutely they will not.
They will not. But I think it would make for interesting cinema
sure.
to see these morons up there acting a fool. I mean, I'm pretty sure they knew that going in. Like, there's going to be some dumbasses who are like, "Yeah, I'll get in your car and then get inside you." Like, all right, cut. Cut. We're good. We just signed this waiver, please, and we're going to make you look like an asshole.
I'm very curious to see what the movie looks like now that this is true. I mean, I hope I can see this movie. I don't know. I haven't seen a trailer for it yet.
I haven't seen a trailer for it. I've just seen cool-ass posters.
Scary look. I don't, does it look scary?
I mean, no, the posters look really cool.
Okay.
Very Stanley Kubrick throwback-ish.
Yeah, and I mean,
I'm just concerned about like a reality movie, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, like, Paranormal Activity or, you know, like a... Because, I mean, I guess this is supposed to be a horror movie, but usually movies that have that reality element to them don't have stars in them because it's, like, impossible to match those two things. So that's weird that they're doing this and it worked.
Yeah.
Because the moment you see that other person, you'd be like, oh, hey, I know you from everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't think they surprised them. I don't think they signed the release after something happened. I think that they just were like, hey, what are you up to? And then they were like, we got Scarlett over here. And then all these dudes were like, well,
she's also
my kid can walk itself.
Scarlett Johansson'd up in it. Like her hair is like a different color. She looks.
Are you trying to tell me you wouldn't know Scar Jo? at like a 100-foot distance.
I can see her from where I'm sitting right now.
Yes.
She looks fine.
Now, other casting news. Person currently in talks for the Star Wars Episode 7 that everybody is really not giving a shit about in advance. but this is cool. It's did you guys hear that Lupita Nyong'o might be in it?
Mm-hmm.
Of course she is.
She should be. It's. Yeah. I feel like it's like, oh, I can't believe they were thinking about making that movie without her.
Yeah.
Who is she? She's Han Solo, right?
She plays Han Solo, and she plays Luke Skywalker and Leia.
Yeah.
She plays all of them. She just has a different amount of cleavage in each one.
Right.
When are we going to get our audition invites to that?
I don't.
What is going on here?
I must have gotten lost in the mail.
Mm.
Oh, I've already been in. Do you guys have, this is kind of embarrassing.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been in two to three times. I'm screen testing for it right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I'm screen testing to direct it.
You're in talks to direct. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All
they,
right.
Well, they have me on camera directing it on camera. You have me, I'm
for,
on
like,
camera
the blooper reel?
Directing another camera. No, it's for serious.
What's JJ like?
Well, he's fine, but I'm not really working with him because they're trying to say, like, do you want to do this instead, Cameron? Because he's like, whatever, people are like lens flare or something, you know, it's like, he's too many initials and like, they just want a new angle where it's like less the same initial because that my initials are like CYE. So his, like, they were like, just like, JJ is like too, it's just, you know what I mean?
Too many
it's
of
like,
the same letter.
Yeah, it's
in
too
a
many
row.
Of the same letter. It's like, reinventing the series, blah, blah, blah. You know, so anyway, so when I said that they're in talks with Lupita Nyong'o, I mean, she's here. She's waiting outside. I just like brought her with, and I was like, just hang out for a while. You just sit around with your Oscar, polish your Oscar. It was like, just.
Where's your brother?
Yeah, your brother is with her too. Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's actually donating to the Max Fun Drive. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she donated her Oscar to the Max Fun Drive.
What?
She traded it for glasses?
She traded it for glasses, yeah. That's cool. So then I mailed it back to the company in Chicago that makes them. And then they melted it down and then gave us the bullion equivalent.
Bullion?
Like not, like I don't mean not like soup.
Oh,
no, I mean
not
like
soup?
Gold bullion.
Oh,
like,
I was
like
hoping it'd be
the
a
bones?
Soup.
Yeah.
Bullion?
No, no. No, bullion. I'm making a roux with it and I'm going to make that into
what in the world
bouillabaisse?
Are we talking about?
What are you
bouillon.
Talking about?
Bouillons is very clear.
I'm talking about
Bouillacans.
I'm talking about
Who
the
let
Baja
the dogs
men.
Out?
Yeah, well, do you want to go Six Flags?
Yeah.
Anyway, final thing of movie news. The next X-Men movie. Not this current one. Next one. X-Men Apocalypse.
Days of Past Future Tense?
Days of Future Tense. Yeah. Days of the Past Participle.
They're putting up tents in the future.
Yep. It's Gays of... Yep. It's Gays of Boy Scouts. That's what it is.
Finally.
X-Men. Yeah. But anyway, it's X... You know, X in the future. And... no, it's not. It's in the past. Guess when it takes place? The 80s!
You're kidding me.
No, this is going to be like the first.
I can't wait to see Beast's hair.
X-Men. Yeah, totally. It's so probably like mine. Don't you think it looks like mine? I bet yeah. Beast had the same. I
and
bet
then,
he
like,
had side mullet.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Cyclops in some shoulder pads.
I think
like
I would.
Gray flex suit.
I would like
double breasted.
Nice
in the
Miami
80s.
Vice outfits. Yes. Absolutely.
Nobody wears socks at all.
No, they wear those really bunchy
shoes.
Mystique switches into Madonna.
Yeah,
she transfers
exactly.
into Madonna with the big cone bras. Yeah.
And Storm takes her bra off without taking her shirt off.
Is that very 80s? That's
Splash Dance.
Oh.
That's a very specific reference.
Splash Dance.
No, but that's also like from my childhood. You what? Can take your bra off with your shirt off, right?
No.
What?
Are you asking me? I thought you were asking me.
Yeah, no, I can.
Ricky, I know you can.
No,
easily.
It's a scene from
easily.
A movie in the 80s. That's my reference, not just the idea of taking your bra off under your shirt.
I mean, I'm like, did you
right.
like, go to gym
hang
when
on.
You were a child?
Storm is a welder during
I thought
the day.
When you said, hang on, you were going to take your bra off without taking your shirt off.
I'm wearing a sports
and then
bra
we were
right
gonna
now.
And
so
mail
it
to a listener.
Impossible. Yeah,
oh,
tweet
I could take
it.
A sports bra off without taking my shirt off. I can take Ricky's sports bra off.
Taking a boom. Sports bra off without taking your shirt off, it turns you into like one of those door stoppers.
No, if
like
you just take your shirt off, then you're already still wearing a shirt because it's a sports bra. I solved it. And that's the 80s, by the way. You know, just tons of sports bras with no
supportive.
Shirts on top, right? Okay, so I hope that's what they're wearing. X sports bras. And I can't wait to see Professor Xavier's fancy suit. Okay, well, anyway, we'll be back with a new Pitch It right after this. This has been a great segment of the show so far. Welcome back. Rhea, you had some interactions on Twitter. We all did. These are people that are getting the word out about the hashtag MaxFundDrive 2014. And we want to thank these listeners and also encourage other listeners to please, hey, let your pals know. All you got to do is hash that tag and then put an old wham bam pow hash on there too or tweet at us.
Yeah.
So, Rhea, who are some of the people that have already been in touch with us?
Oh, we've got some great people. We've got at Paul Manone, we have at Fozzie Bear. We have at Scud Fisher.
I love Scud Fisher.
Yeah. At NS Finch, at Zacharias or Zacharias, whichever.
NS Finch and Zacharias, I'm just guessing that that's how you pronounce it, have been with us since the start.
The
constantly
beginning.
The
beginning.
Start.
The show.
Thank
and
you.
And we do notice and we do appreciate it. Who else we got?
We've got at S underscore Boots.
S Boots.
S Boots. S Boots.
Too bad about Sbarro's S Boots. You know what I mean?
Wow, that was my
wow,
laugh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hiss, you've hissed your last. At Zena CCC, which, hey, she's been here.
Zena,
she's
around.
She is
floor
the president
soybeans.
Of us.
I still she got is. Them popcorn cubs, Zena. They're yeah. the dopest.
And last but not least, another original, we've got at Cody Brockle.
Represent.
Also been
so
here
these
the
are
start.
Just the people that today, Monday, when we're recording this, have tweeted out and asked for support for our particular show. We just want to encourage you guys to do the same. It means so much to us. And
we love them dearly.
Yes, we love them dearly.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes, we do. Ooh, and we got a new Pitch It for the show today, which is very exciting. Now, today on the show, we are reviewing a little film called The Last Stand. Oh, by the way, Rhea did want to mention this during the break, which is that like we have a couple brand new reviews on our on the iTunes page that are like, these people don't seem to know a lot about movies. They are not experts on movies. It's like, when I hear them, I wonder if they went to school for this and if they write for the New York Times at movies. So I just want to let you guys know, we are comics.
Mm-hmm.
We are stand-up comics. We love movies. That's why we talk to you about them. And if that's what you like about the show, please support us because there's some fucking haters out there that are still giving us 4 and 5-star reviews.
Okay.
And sometimes 3. But, like, they're still, like, reviewing it very well because we're wildly entertaining. But they're trying to tell us that we're not professionals at reviewing movies, to which I say we are not professionals at reviewing movies.
We did not go to school and get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in podcasting about movies.
No, we didn't go and get a Bachelor of Podcasting, but we all have bachelors. We all are bachelors.
Okay.
You know,
I love Bachelor Party the movie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Which is a movie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did not like Bachelorette because it's not a good movie. There you go.
Yes, that's right. And those are some of the things we would like to say to you. So today for the show, we reviewed Last Stand. Now, Last Stand, two of the stars of this film, we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, the gnarled.
The gnarled? How does that work?
Everybody calls him that.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's what everybody calls him. The gnarled. And we've got Johnny Knoxville. The Knox.
Mm.
Now, the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger, huge movie star in the action realm. Johnny Knoxville, I don't know if we'd say he's a movie star, but he's definitely a comedy phenomenon. Successful shows, film career, you know, Knoxville's all over the place. Now, the two of them together in a movie, this is not a brand new formula. Hey, we've been putting together a tough guy and comic relief for as long as we've had Queen Latifah in films. Sometimes
Steve
she plays
Martin.
A different one. And hey, we've got, you know, it's the Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones. You know what I mean? It's the old Men in Black situation. What are some other examples? You guys,
Nolte and Eddie Murphy.
Murphy 48 hours.
That's a great one.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
How about Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd? That one doesn't count. Those are two comedians. Hang on a minute.
No, Tom Hanks is an action star for sure. I remember I've seen him in several tank tops.
Yeah.
How about Sylvester Stallone and Rob Schneider in the classic Judge Dredd?
I think we're naming a lot of films that prove this point. Obviously, there are others, but we've named the top grossing ones. Specifically Judge Dredd,
specifically,
which I think did very well.
How many Oscars did that win?
That won a bunch.
Like
it won
37.
Yeah,
visual effects.
I was going to say it won for visual effects sound editing.
I think it won for Best Picture named Judge Dredd.
Yes, it won. I mean, I won it for that. Yep, I won it.
You won it.
Yep, I had a little claw machine and went. Burr, burr, burr. That was the delivery mechanism.
It. How does that sound go again?
Rewind. All right, so I asked you guys to bring in, as you know, I'm a film executive, always, including today, and I asked you to bring in some ideas for new pairings of an action star and a comedy phenomenon. Let's smack them together. Let's see what goes on. Let's make some films. I'm going to start, Ricky, I'm going to start with you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here in your den once again.
I am in a den this time, and not like a, like we're in an underground.
Yeah, it took me a while to get down here.
Clay place.
Yes, but I'm going to be sure not to break anything.
Yeah.
So here's what I have. I've got three. I remember last time I gave you two movies and that confused you a lot?
No, yeah, I do remember that.
Yes, well, instead of two movies, this time I have three.
That's better.
Thank you.
Because then I can just forget two of them.
Exactly. Now
as opposed to having a pick. I don't want to be like a King Solomon situation.
No. Is that a biblical reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember in the Bible? Okay, anyway, go ahead. Gearhead.
First action. I'm the action movie star. Who do we all love right now? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Now, this is a great pick already. I can't wait to hear you're going to pair with. I love him. He's a great actor.
Yes. Now, I would like to take someone who is a comedy phenomenon, but doesn't necessarily have a comedy film presence.
Ooh.
And I'm speaking of Carrot Top.
Ooh.
So
wow.
We are going to get Dwayne The Rock Johnson, prop comedian Carrot Top, put them in a movie called Who's Got the Props?
Okay, now here's, first of all, Ricky, great.
Thank
now here's
you.
My question. This is Current Carrot Top, right? Like flexed out
Oh,
tops?
Absolutely. You
Big
goddamn
old,
right.
Yeah, he's got them tops.
Oh, yeah. Ripped.
So this
top.
Is a great idea because usually when there's like a comic relief person, that person might be like, you know, thinner.
Right.
Or like, you know, because they're like a comic. They're not like necessarily toned up. But in this case, two giant people.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Next one I have, action star that we weren't expecting, but he has become one. Liam Neeson.
Ooh, the niece. My niece.
Yes. with the biggest comedy star right now in film and stage, probably, Kevin Hart.
Yep. I was hoping there was going to be a Kevin Hart pairing. Okay. Now I like this. Okay. I like this. Can okay. I run something else past you?
Please do.
Okay. So instead of Kevin Hart, okay. it's Kristen Wiig. Do you know what I mean? But playing a Kevin Hart role.
Okay.
So she's kind of yelly and okay. shorter.
For some reason, you said Kristen Wiig, but in my head, I saw Kristen Stewart.
So oh, that's even kind
of,
better.
Well, that kind of freaks okay. me. She freaks me out a little bit.
Okay, but all
I
right.
like Kristen Wiig.
Okay, so then what if it's Kevin Hart and Kristen Stewart?
I could be okay with that.
Okay,
we'll see.
So that's one movie?
That's one movie.
And then the sequel
yes.
will be Liam Neeson yeah. and Kristen Wiig. These are related movies.
The Liam Neeson Kevin Hart joint that I came up with, this is going to be a remake of the classic Stir Crazy, but this one will be called, because Liam Neeson is an older man, this one will be called Hip Stir Crazy.
Oh, yeah, because he broke his hip.
He broke his hip.
I get it.
Thank you.
And then, hipster.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yes. You see what's going on
now
here?
Now, Ricky, what's the third one?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh,
Rosario Dawson.
Wow.
A remake of 48 Hours.
Wow. You know what? Okay, first of all, that's a great idea. I am going to tell you my favorite is the number one spot in your lineup. I am completely invested in the Carrot Top Dwayne The Rock Johnson
right.
vehicle. I just, the idea
mm-hmm.
that those two would shake hands with each other and that we'd get to see those two biceps.
Flexing.
You know, fighting.
Absolutely.
You know, just fighting for stage time.
Yes.
And I can't even imagine the props.
Well.
You know, and then how Dwayne The Rock would use the props in a fake way to hit somebody.
It takes place, the whole movie takes place in a theater, so there are always props around.
Oh, my God.
Who's got the props.
I love all those movies, but that one,
yep.
I'm already, you know, I've already started to kick it. Oh, I'm kickstarting it
excellent,
right now.
Excellent. Yeah. And just to confirm, yes, the RZA will be doing the soundtrack.
Okay, great, 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 great. Rhea. I don't know.
Tough competition.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a couple for you.
Okay.
I'll start out slow, then build up. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Number one,
please
I have...
Please hammer, don't hurt him.
Okay. I'm too legit to quit.
So start.
Okay. I can't remember any more MC Hammer references.
Who cares?
Anyway. Okay. So first up, we have Justified the Movie, starring Timothy Oliphant and Patton Oswalt, because they've already been sort of a buddy cop.
You know, I did a show with Timothy Oliphant.
No.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. You didn't go.
Was it Timothy Oliphant's Elephants?
No.
Because I've always been thinking he should be at a circus.
He
and have
should
some
be,
elephants.
Yeah. He's a really handsome person.
Coming up next, we have Zoe Saldana and Sasheer Zamata.
Oh! I like that one.
In a crime-fighting firefighters movie called Where There's Smoke, they fight fires with crime.
Okay, I love that one. Now, Sasheer Zamata, the new SNL cast member.
SNL cast member. Zoe Saldana making a name for herself in quite a few movies, but specifically Star Trek. She's doing a great old job. And then third, I have Bill Burr and Matt Damon in a little cop movie called Boston's Finest, but you can't understand a word they say because they do thick Boston accents.
Okay.
So we've got that. Now, my final one that I am the most proud of is a remake of the 1980s sci-fi action comedy Innerspace.
Oh.
Starring Matthew McConaughey. And Slim Goodbody.
Now, you know I Matthew McConaughey hate Matthew McConaughey.
I know you do, and I'm taking a risk.
He drives me crazy. He should have...
Just imagine if Matthew McConaughey was stuck in a tiny, tiny spaceship.
I can't.
All right.
I can't, Rhea. I can't.
I can't believe that you're going to shoot down my Slim Goodbody.
I'm going to shoot it down a little teeny vein because it's going to be a small little inner space.
All right. All right.
Well, I love the original Innerspace. Meg Ryan's great in it, but
Academy Award winning film.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. Mm-hmm. But
what if I recast the Matthew McConaughey part? With
who do you
else?
Have in mind?
Why am I not thinking of his name?
Well, looks like it looks
I know.
Like
I think
you
I lost.
Don't know. No, you didn't listen. You didn't lose. Number one, that last one, terrible idea. You know how I feel about McConaughey.
All right, fine.
He's just for those listeners that don't know how I feel about Matthew McConaughey, and maybe Ricky, you don't even know.
I'm not aware of this.
So I think that the movie Dazed and Confused is one of the more perfect films that has ever been made, and Matthew McConaughey in that film is just mwah. He's the best. He's amazing. He's the best. And I feel like every role he's done since then has been chipping away at the perfection of that film and that performance. Because now he's just like doing an impression of himself from when he used to have that like blonde kind of mushroom cut comb over that film. Ugh. Too good.
You like Palmer Joss? You like him in Contact?
Oh, God. Wow. I like Contact, like him in Contact.
Boom.
Shoot, I can't believe you found my one weak spot.
That's what I
in
knew.
My armor.
Thank you, Ricky.
You're welcome.
The slim good body, inner space.
No, for you, it's...
Channing Tatum. That's
no,
what I was trying
no,
to think of.
No, 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 Rhea.
It's fine.
It's all the Sashir Zameda, Zoe Saldana
okay.
film.
I like that movie, too.
That is what I choose fun. From yours.
Okay.
But I have to say, there's no contest in my mind. I want a Carrot Top and Dwayne The Rock Johnson buddy movie. I want that so bad.
Great job, Ricky.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm not going to say I was struck by lightning with brilliance on that,
but
I kind of stumbled a little bit when that idea hit my head. You know?
Lightning bolt sound for that one. I haven't done that in a while.
They're friends of the show. I'll call them later and see you.
Congratulations, Ricky.
Get the ball rolling on
that. I think Carrot Top lives just outside Vegas, which I feel like... The Rock is like probably pretty familiar with Vegas. Don't you feel like he goes there?
I have a feeling he's visited.
Yeah. So we can just film it there.
Sure.
I'll film it in Vegas.
Oh, I think it's amazing. Vegas would be a great. I mean,
it's a theater. That's where theaters
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
It's like
nothing
it's
but
like
props.
Broadway and Vegas. Those are the two places where there's theaters. Okay. Well, we will be back with a review after this. Congratulations, Ricky.
Thank
Rhea,
you.
You know, good try, but, you know, McConaughey right out of there. Welcome back. Ooh, boy. I hope while you were gone, you were donating by visiting MaximumFun.org/donate and giving us that cheddar that we will put on a burger and eat. We're going to eat your money. Now, now's the time of the show where we're doing a review. So, yeah, there's going to be some spoilers coming up. We're talking about The Last Stand. Now, if you miss this film and you're like, oh, the spoiler's going to really wreck this movie. No, no, honestly, just listen anyway. Seriously, like, just get spoiled. It's enjoyable. It doesn't even matter. Who cares about the plot of this movie? It's the details. So just listen on through.
You're right. Say that shit, girl. Say that shit.
Who directed this? Kim Ji-woon. What else did that guy do? Like, nothing that I really had heard of. Korean dude.
The Good, the Bad, and the Weird.
The Good, the Bad, and the Weird.
What is that?
It's available on Netflix Instant. It's like a crazy-ass Western movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's supposed to be great.
Well.
It's supposed to be a lot of fun, I shouldn't say.
Stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Forrest Whitaker, which is a very weird reveal because he's, like, not even in any of the posters for this movie. And Forrest Whitaker.
Academy Award winner. Recent Academy
and
Award
winner. And in many Academy Award nominated films. And just really.
Ghost Dog himself.
Just really taken seriously. The Butler, the original Butler who buttled. Forrest Whitaker as an F.
Benson was the original.
You're right. He is in this film as an FBI agent. It is very weird casting. He is very strangely utilized, and I found it very pleasing. Nice to see Forrest just, like, really making bad decisions, being a moderately bumbling FBI agent that's supposed to seem capable. Just great, all along the board. Along the board, yeah. And Johnny Knoxville's in this. Also, Luis Guzman, who, hey, I'm, like, saying that name, you're like, who is that? If you saw his face... He has been in many movies.
And his voice. He has such a specific way.
Yes, you would know him.
So funny.
Just like a real, just a handy character actor to have
Great
around.
Man. Great
always
man.
Nailing it.
Love
Plus,
him.
That hot guy from Love Actually is in this. You know that one guy? He's hot. He's in Love Actually. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, he's like the other. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's also Xerxes in the 300s.
Yeah.
Is he?
But more importantly,
I didn't know that.
He's the hot guy in Love Actually, you know, more importantly.
Of course. Especially in the context of this podcast, which is a sci-fi
Yeah, more importantly,
movie
he was like that one guy that was like with, you
with
know,
glasses.
In Love Actually.
Were they Maximum Fun Drive etched highball glasses that he had?
No, they
Love
were
Actually?
Seeing glasses.
Oh, okay.
He was seeing through them to look
to
out.
To wash his face with a stack soap?
Yeah, he was stacking a soap because 25. He was like wondering if Laura Linney wanted to either introduce a PBS television show or have sex with him.
Yeah, and she, but they couldn't figure out what day because they didn't have a Megan Lincott calendar that you can get for $10 a month.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's the plot of Luck Actually.
Luck Actually.
Which is it's a spinoff. This is St. Patrick's Day, so it takes place today.
At the end of this movie, everybody's just shit-faced.
Yes, they barf on their pee. They pee on their pants, and then they barf on the pants that are peed on. That's St. Patrick's Day, if I've ever seen it. Now... I can't stop thinking about somebody barfing out there.
All right. Okay. I'd watch that.
Sorry, I apologize. No. That was just not a very professional moment. I couldn't keep it together.
Well, we're not professional.
We're professionals.
Right in line.
We do this for a living, for a very small living, which you can increase by donating. Anyway, all right. So now, this movie is the first starring vehicle for Arnold Schwarzenegger in 10 years, the previous starring vehicle being Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. And it's a huge deal. He had a whole political career in there. He took a break from major starring roles. He had like some, you know, walk-on bits.
Oh, right. He was the Governarled, right?
Yeah, he was the Governarled. The Gnarled.
The Governarled.
That's where the Gnarled comes from.
Yeah, that's what they called them, the Governarled.
See, I wasn't living here. So I don't.
No, yeah. Well, I had T-shirts and stuff. So I was living in Chicago, but I imported T-shirts.
I've also never had T-shirts. Gnarled.
Yeah, the Gnarled.
The Gnarled.
The Gnarled.
Remember when he used to be Domino's Pizza spokesman? The Gnarled.
Yeah, I do.
That was weird.
Avarl the Gnarled.
Yeah,
they were like Avarl the Gnarled. Yeah, he called Domino's.
Now, now this movie had a $45 million budget, which if you think now that sounds like oh that's a lot. That is not a lot of money for an Arnold Schwarzenegger film, and you can tell. And this film also lost a ton of money at the box office. I think that the gross I saw was $12 million.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yikesers.
Holy.
Yikesers. Hmm. So this was a massive flop. And I can tell you why I think it flopped, just based on the promotion for this film. I think Johnny Knoxville, like, literally, who cares about Johnny Knoxville as a draw? And also, at this time, kind of, who cares about Arnold as a draw in the way that they depicted him in the, like, the trailers, it seemed like Jackass meets every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie we've already seen.
Yeah.
Like, none of the trailers or the promotional stuff, it just looked like they had basically photoshopped together two things where it was like, do you want to pay money to see this stuff you've already seen? And the answer is no.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look new. It didn't look interesting. I thought the movie ended up being much better than the promotional campaign around it. What do you guys think about that?
Absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I totally agree, especially about the Johnny. Because I think that if it would have just been Arnold in a police uniform and saying, like, The Last Stand and evoking The Last Action Hero and stuff would have been okay. But honestly, the Johnny Knoxville thing was weird. It felt like it was 10 years ago. And I think you can put him in a movie and have him be weird and have him be Johnny Knoxville, but not in a robe and that, like, pilot's hat and goggles or whatever.
The visual representation looked like Jackass.
We've already seen that, and no, why would anybody go see that?
And I even think for the actual movie that it would have been more interesting if they'd have made him, like, a more subtle character.
Absolutely.
Because then,
totally agree.
You know, like, let's take this. I actually think that one thing that could have happened was that this movie could have actually been more serious, and that would have been even more interesting. Like a Drive, sort of a, you know, just, like, darken it up a little bit. Usually I hate the influence of, like, a current Batman picture, but I do think that this film, like, they could have just done a couple minor things to make it a little bit more serious, because there was such great action in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I would say go the other way and make it crazy sillier, but it just fit, like, the needle fell a little too in between for me.
I've watched a couple of Korean movies recently. Like, I watched Old Boy again, and which is a Korean movie, and then I watched Spike Lee's Old Boy. And it's this thing of, like, and I think how it applies to The Last Stand is sometimes when they try and take maybe humor that would work in another country and translate it to American audiences, it just doesn't feel right. And I feel like there was times in the movie where I was like, I don't know if this weird-ass Johnny Knoxville character, if that's maybe something that would have worked overseas, but it just isn't clicked. It just doesn't fit in this movie.
I mean, that could totally be it. I also think that for some reason they felt like this movie needed to have a lot of comic relief. And I don't know why that is.
And he's not even really in it that much. But it's just when he is, it's so much like, all right, dude.
They put lines in Arnold's face. You know, like he has to say stuff that's like very silly. And I mean, I know he always has in his entire career, but like, he's tough in this movie, and he also looks old.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he's tough and he looks old, and I wish they would have just let him be fucking tough and old. You know, like, I wish they didn't have to cut the tension so much, because I would have loved to see, you know, give me, like, a fucking Clint Eastwood of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I'd love to see that performance, because I actually really like Arnold Schwarzenegger as an actor. I always have, you know, because he's just doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. He's just exactly on point.
Yeah, he does. In this movie, he does like what I think Sylvester Stallone still isn't figuring out. Where like, if you're gonna do this kind of play on I'm Schwarzenegger and I've been in these other movies before, we should be almost like laughing along with you.
Yeah.
You know, he just has like the right amount of humor in it. You know, he's not necessarily winking at the camera, but I just feel like we're adding on our history of, oh, Schwarzenegger, or, you know, Schwarzenegger looks old in this movie. Oh, that's right, because probably 10 years ago, he was a Terminator.
Right.
You know, we just add our own personal memories on it, and we appreciate it a whole lot more. I suppose with Stallone, he's trying so hard still to be like, I can do these stunts. I don't need all that. You
seeing
know?
Like in Expendables extra or something where like Stallone's wife or something is like, yeah, I was watching him run and I just know how bad his knees are and how hard this was for him to do. And I remember hearing that. Now I can't watch Stallone run because I know that it is hurting him so much. And like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
None of us want to see you like dying.
I want to come back to this point in just a second. I just want to give a quick summary of what this movie is about. So Arnold Schwarzenegger is the sheriff of a very small, like one Mustang town. It's on the border between Arizona and Mexico, and he is kind of doing a little extra border enforcement because a prisoner who is being transferred on death row escapes from the FBI and then has like a crazy car chase from Los Angeles. I think, are they?
Vegas. They're in Vegas.
When they do the transfer, they're in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Like 99% sure.
Yeah. They drive. He drives. He's trying to make it to the border where some friends of his/employees, this escaped convict is a member of the drug cartel. So he's very wealthy and he has hired people to build a bridge across a canyon that separates Mexico and the United States. So he's going to go over this bridge, get into Mexico, and then he's going to be free and he's going to live. So that's the whole movie, is us following him and people trying to stop him. He's also in like a Corvette that just keeps doing wild tricks. And thank God Forrest Whitaker lets us know that he is not only a member of the drug cartel, but also like an amateur race car driver.
Thank God they gave us that information.
He says, he goes, I've seen him. He's good.
Yeah.
I've seen him drive. He's good.
He's good. I don't know why Forrest Whitaker was at an amateur race car
in
event
that moment,
by the
I
cartel in Mexico.
Him with like a foam dome on and like promotional shades and like flip flops. And he's like, woo.
He's got like
a
number one finger holding up like,
that guy's good.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the FBI, a SWAT team, a helicopter, many police officers, nobody can stop this speeding Corvette. So it turns out the last stand is going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and that hot guy from Love Actually and like this one other deputy and Luis Guzman and then weirdly Johnny Knoxville, who just collects old guns.
And Saracen from Friday Night Lights.
Saracen.
My quarterback.
But he don't make it.
Yeah, he don't. Unfortunately, R.I.P. Saracen.
He's not very
scored
good at it.
Scored touchdowns.
Yeah.
Way up high.
Now, let's go through some best and worst of this movie now that we're... So, Rhea, what is the worst part of this movie?
For me, because this kept bothering me so much because I love this actor, But one of the many villains in this movie is Peter Stormare, that you might remember from basically every Coen movie. He's a nihilist. He's also
he's a nihilist.
Partner in Fargo that stuffs into anyway.
Oh, that's who he is in Fargo. He's the bad. He's like the horrible.
Yeah.
No, but he's the bad. He's like the bad guy.
Yeah, he's got the blonde hair.
There's
got
dumbass
he's
bad
like
guy,
the scary bad guy. Got
you don't
it.
Need to talk
okay.
a lot, bad
yeah.
guy.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't talk very much. No. Pancakes. You want pancakes again? We just had pancakes. Anyway, he is Swedish and very Swedish. Like, he has a Swedish accent, and he's also trying to do, like, an American Southern accent in this movie. And I don't know if it was supposed to be a joke that he couldn't do it. But it really.
I don't think it was supposed to be a joke.
Like, why would he be doing that? It's like if Arnold was like, hey, y'all, in like Terminator 3, then the outcome.
Oh, God, that's so good.
Cut out when he's like, ah, y'all. Anyway, it just.
That's a great outtake.
He's like such a great character actor, and for that reason, because he's Swedish and he just sounds great and he's. It's awesome.
So he looks
so
he
why did you
like,
take it away? And it just sounds so silly. And ridiculous is just like not, yeah, I hated it.
In this movie, he sounds like he's like, we are.
Why did y'all drive over
there? There's one time when he just says something with like a non-American sentence construction, and it's all like just amazing because they were just like, no, keep it. It's like he's like, I see a hat on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker is having a hat.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's like. Okay. I mean, that's fine if English isn't your first language, but it's very funny to pretend like it is.
Yeah. It's
and then not be nailing it.
It's like pretty
there is
ridiculous.
A motherfucker wearing having a hat. I am seeing hat from a motherfucker.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Just like, okay. Says y'all. All
yeah,
the
you're
time.
Probably from Arizona. Yeah. Or Mexico or wherever you're supposed to be from. Yeah. Ricky?
Worst part of the movie, kind of what you said, there's. I liked this movie. It's a good movie, but I think if you were to just change a couple of things, this could be a great movie. Like, some of the humor was just, like, unnecessary. The main bad guy, why wasn't Peter Stormare just... why just wasn't he the bad guy? Like, when he shows up, I was like, here we go. This is a guy who I think can take on Arnold Schwarzenegger. But this other guy who they're trying to get... Who wants to get into Mexico? I just didn't even care about that storyline. I thought that was dumb. Why does he have that car?
So here's my follow-up to this, Ricky. So let's say they cut Johnny Knoxville and they just actually hire a good actor to play the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better movie, isn't it?
Absolutely. 100%.
That's what
get rid of Johnny.
That was driving me nuts, too, because I don't know who that was that they got to play the bad guy, but he was too... slimy and like too unlikable and not in a menacing way.
No, he was,
just annoying.
Like twist the mustache kind of bad guy.
Exactly.
I'm going to do this next. And whoever that girl was in the car with him.
Is like an idiot also.
Yeah,
he had an FBI agent that had agreed to help him and he like very clearly says to her like, I'm about to push you out of the car.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really, I just didn't, I really wanted it to just be the movie to be between Schwarzenegger and Peter Stormare. I thought that would have been great. That would have been so much fun.
Or even if Saracen isn't in it, and then they just put Johnny Knoxville as it was like there was
it's
like
a tad over stuff.
There was seven different comic reliefs. There were like eight different bad guys. There was like Forrest Whitaker working with his team. There was just I think my worst part is just simplify it, because the action stuff they were doing was great.
Yeah.
It was like a seven-layer dip when all you really want is a queso dip.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Just give me that queso.
Just give me that queso. You know, it was like a worse version of Desperado also, because, Desperado has some great, cool shoot-em-up scenes that don't really look real but are, interesting and fun to watch. This movie is very similar to that. There's, some legs that are walking away after an explosion. I mean, it's like some good stuff, but it's just lost because it's too muddled.
So, and they're that close to Mexico. Down. They're that close to Mexico, and there's only three Latinos in that town. This was, and it works like, come on. Come
yes,
on,
Ricky,
son. Come
I
on.
I agree with what you're saying on
it's,
that point.
It's like, all just really? White people. Like, there's an old woman in a bonnet in this movie.
Yeah,
give me a goddamn
break. She can't put no taco trucks on that main avenue in downtown. Something.
So what is the best part of this movie? Rhea Butcher.
My best part is I really love the car chases in this movie, even though it was like overstuffed and it could have just been car chases, but it had everything. I could always tell what was going on. I could tell what was going to happen, so I could follow the car chases. And it was some straight up cool car chase stuff. And I especially love the final chase between the gnarled and our mustache
oh, so great.
It was, I mean,
cornfield car chase.
Cornfield car chase is very cool.
It's always great when you see a
very
movie
cool.
and you're like, I've never seen that before. Never seen two cars chasing each other in a cornfield. And I've never seen two cars, like, playing hide and go seek with each other in the way that they did. Which was so, it was almost like a cartoon, but in, like, a great way. I was like, arrested by the fact that they were like just inching around trying to figure out where the other person was. And then I just want to add one more thing that I loved. Holy headshots, Batman. This movie had the most headshots in a movie I've seen in a really long time. And you were talking about the walking away legs. Somebody shot a flare into a dude that had a bunch of bullets on him. So then he just exploded and there was blood everywhere. It felt like the train level in Goldeneye, just headshots all over the place.
Ricky, what about you? What's the best part?
I love new old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
you know, that's the same thing with what was the other one we saw? Escape Plan. Like,
yes.
If he keeps making these kind of decisions, I want to see more old Schwarzenegger.
Right?
Because
he's
I think that he's playing his age, which is great.
Yes,
you know, that's huge. You don't need to mean I grew up with Arnold. I don't need to see that Arnold anymore. I can go home and watch those movies. But weary old Schwarzenegger in a town where he's just trying to fucking have some peace. And then all these people come in and fuck with that. That's great. I'm in.
You know, that's actually my best part on this too, which is that I love that they gave Arnold action he can actually do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know if there's stunts where he's using a stunt. Maybe there are, like, certainly in some of the driving. But a lot of the stuff that he's doing is just, like, standing in place and, like, driving a car or moving a – or, like, holding a gun.
Yeah.
Things that you would assume a sheriff would be able to do and things that I'm sure Arnold still can do. He's still ripped in this film. It's just really nice to see it.
Yeah. It's
for the same reason you're talking about. He's not a young man. It's great to see him still being able to use his skills.
It's great. I really was like, man, I could. I mean, there's no need to make a sequel to this movie, but I was like, I can see another story involving this character.
I would love to see that character again.
Yeah,
yeah, I
really
would.
Great.
Same thing. Okay, so Rhea, on a scale of 1 to 5, Johnny Knoxville's in a conquistador helmet. How many conquistador helmeted Johnny Knoxville's do you give this film?
I give it a 3.5.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I did try to watch it like 5 times and I kept falling asleep because there's just so much going on that I'm also getting over a sinus.
The same exact experience.
Yeah,
actually.
I just kept popping it on and I would fall asleep at the same part over and over.
You do have
again.
To be dedicated to it in a way that is off-putting a little bit.
Because it doesn't have, we were talking about this, it doesn't have 3 acts. It just has one long act and there's just a huge dip in the middle where you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
They're setting up so many
Forrest
things.
Forrest Whitaker shows up.
He doesn't even need to be in the movie.
No, there could be zero amounts of Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to, I love him, but he doesn't need to be in the movie.
So, Ricky, scale of 1 to 5 legs walking away from you.
I would give this, I'll give it 3.5, 3.5 legs as well. Shout out to ZZ Top.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, bridges that somebody should have been thrown off of. Can't believe there's a fight scene on a bridge and nobody goes over the side.
I was waiting for that to happen,
I couldn't believe
right?
it.
At least hold him over it.
I give this movie, I'm going to give it, you guys, I'm going to surprise you on this, I give it 5.
Wow.
This is not a great movie.
Wow.
This is not a great movie. Mm-hmm. No, I'll say this. This is not a great film, but this is a fun movie. I'm a huge Schwarzenegger fan and I loved seeing him in this film. I just pop it on, try and stick with it. It's going to bore you in some parts. Not bore you, confuse you. Who cares? Great action. Worth it. Loved it. So we will leave you with this, but before we do, I just want to remember to remind you guys, that it is the Max Fun Drive, and we need you to donate. You could do it right now while you're thinking about it, because if you stop and you turn off the podcast and you go about the rest of your day, you might never come back and let us know that we care about you and that you care about us. So go to MaximumFun.org/donate and let us know that you are listening and you support independent artsy stuff going directly into your ears without a third party telling us we can do or say. Because Mr. Jesse Thorne, who runs the network, very supportive, and we really have a lot of creative control over the show. It really means a lot to be able to be on an independent podcast network and to give you guys the show that you want. So, Rhea, what are you thinking about this week?
I am thinking about two things. Number one, I just checked out the Sunkill Moon, his newest album. And if you're into that guy, definitely check it out. It's a great experience. It's called Benji, and he is also originally from Ohio, like I am, and he makes so many specific references to Ohio, and it is almost like it's a totally autobiographical album, and he's, I guess, getting up there in years. I mean, in terms of rock and roll, he's, like, probably in his late 40s, and he is singing about things that somebody in their late 40s should be singing about. It's kind of fits in with Arnold. Like, he's not pretending to be this lifestyle that he's not. He's like commenting on how he used to be. It's just a really, I was really moved by it. I don't know that I would listen to it a bunch of times, but it was interesting to check out. Some good art. And then my other thing is, I love The Dissolve. I think we all love The Dissolve in this room. Love everything that they're doing. Nathan,
which is a website,
thedissolve.com, that's all film. And Nathan Rabin has a new series that he's starting, and it's called Encore, which is about, like, major directors' film follow-ups. And the first in the series is about Mallrats, and I started reading it. I just thought he made such astute observations about Kevin Smith's movies that I had sort of written them off recently. But he equates Clerks and the banter within it and the things that they're talking about with the internet. And I thought that was genius, because it really is. It's like chatter about people just fighting and bickering about what comic book hero is the best and, like, knowledge and all that stuff. I thought it was great. And also his read on Mallrats is fantastic. So check out that series. Really love Nathan Rabin's new articles on it.
Cool. Ricky, what do you think about this week?
Right now I'm thinking about people saying we're not professional, and Rhea just dropped the word astute on you.
Yeah.
Check it. But two things
I'm
thinking
about. It's really just
about,
like, one person. I feel like now we're hammering at home. And then the listeners are like, we're like asking them to donate money and being like, but we're not professional. Like one person that was like, that was just like, we're not sure these are actual PhDs in film theory. And I want to say, you are right.
Well, this is how you know we're comics. We are very sensitive people. Comics are very sensitive.
I know,
sensitive.
It's so true.
Two things I'm thinking about. I got to be a guest on the Mick Betancourt show, which is a great podcast by Mick Betancourt. He's a comic from Chicago. Now he's a television writer. Works on a lot of great shows, and it's a great podcast because he doesn't just have comedians on there. He has writers on there, just people from all walks of life, and it's a great podcast. I like to listen to it in the morning. It's kind of inspiring. Makes you feel like you can get through some shit. So recommending that show. And also, because we talked about The Last Stand, and I kind of shit on Stallone a little bit, but he did have a movie where he was playing to his strength, this movie called Copland, starring Stallone, Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Annabella Sciorra, hey girl. It's directed by James Mangold, and it's a really good movie. It's almost like, it's a serious version of The Last Stand. So I highly recommend that if you haven't seen it before.
Ooh, boy.
Also stars M-E-T-H-O-D, Man, the Method Man of the Wu-Tang Clan.
That was fast spelling.
Well,
you're fast spelling. Hey, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the fact that I haven't mentioned on the show that I am writing a column for the AV Club now that comes out every 2 weeks, and it is called Who in the World is Cameron Esposito? And it's some stories of travels and pop culture moments in my life, and I'm loving doing it. And weirdly enough, the AV Club, which is known for its like aggressive commenters, I have broken it because most of the comments are that they love the series, which is hilarious. I was stealing myself for people like really saying some intense stuff, but no, girl, they're fine with it. So check it out. Who in the world is Cameron Esposito? You can just search for my name on the AV Club, and four columns will come up, and then there's a new one every 2 weeks. So please check that out if you're looking for more stuff to read in your life. And for next week, we are going to be watching Gattaca, which is available right now on Netflix. Watch instant. I love the movie Gattaca. I can't wait to talk about it with you guys. Until then, I'm Cameron Esposito.
I am Rhea Butcher.
I'm Ricky Carmona.
And you've been listening to Wham Bam Pow. Wham Bam Pow is recorded at Maximum Fun headquarters by Lindsay Pavlis. Thank you, Lindsay. And Maximum Fun, and thank you for listening and donating.
And the cat's in the calendar, you wanna buy it.
The cat's in the calendar, what's the date?
Max Fun Drive, the man in the booth.
Keep this. Put that in, if you can, Lizzie.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.